1,700% capacity. How do you calculate that, Maggie? How do they get that number, 1,700%? I think the thing is made for 35, and they have 650 in there. I believe that was the number that I saw. 1,700%. Oh, by the by, there have been, according to John Daniel Davidson, 32 deaths at the border since February. Who has been regime leader since February? By the by, you people in the chat room, well, thank you. That's quite the rollout today. With all of your contributions, thank you. 32 dead. Where's the outrage? This is a killing field with no one there to report it. It is almost as though Lord Farquhar himself is running the border. Now, many of you who try and cross may die, but that's a sacrifice Biden is willing to take. You know, I summed this up in today's pile of prep at MikeChurch.com. I'd like for you to go and read it and share it with your friends and family. Let me just put it to you like this. Ladies and gentlemen, the Biden regime and the global cabal that preceded it to get it into power was willing to kill a couple hundred thousand seasoned geezered citizens and obese Americans. And even if you buy that, they didn't kill them, come on, take 80, that's a little over the top. Even if they didn't actually conspire to kill them, and I think the evidence is clear, especially where the senior citizens are concerned, that they did conspire. They changed the rules so that when they did die on the ventilators, it was counted as a corona hoax, COVID-19, SARS-CoV-19-2 death. Not a couple thousand, hundreds of thousands. For the cabal to obtain the political power it has today. I told you people this and have been telling anyone that will listen, which is not very many people these days, but I've been telling you this since early January, since it became apparent there was no force on earth that was going to deny the cult of death the power that it's seeking. Now they're going to take the power that they got, and this is the new plan. Make it so that they never relinquish it. Look, it looks like there are elections that are going to go on in 2022. There aren't. You know it, and I know it. It looks like there's going to be a presidential election to win all presidential elections in 2024. There isn't. We already know who the winners are going to be. We already know who the losers are going to be. And the Democrat Party and the global cabal is willing to sacrifice. And it will take hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrant aliens. Now, what you got to understand here is you can't change the voting demographics with 500 people, especially in a state the size of Texas. You can't change the voting demographics in a state the size of Texas or a state the size of Georgia, for example, or a state the size of Florida with the immigration of a couple of hundred people or 1,000 or so people. You need tens of thousands. You need tens of thousands to displace the other votes. Maybe 100,000. Make sure you got the margin. We're going to have reforms and we're going to see that the voting machines work. Yeah, you go ahead and do that. In order to ensure the permanent majority of the Democrat Party, they are willing to kill men, women, primarily women and children at the southern border. And they're doing it right now, and they're getting away with it. Look, look, you got members of the media now. There are a few responsible journalists out there. There's one guy I saw on Twitter this morning who said, I respectfully demand that the Biden regime stop the complete and total lockout of the news media from the camps, the detention camps, the recovery camps, whatever the hell they call them, on the southern border. And he said, I was given access for five. They gave a couple of journalists access for 5 minutes yesterday. They said, all right, you can come in. You can look around. You can take a couple pictures. You got to get out. Dude apparently was doing what spies do, right? Holding his camera down at his waist and just, you know, pointing the lens out into the yard where he was and just snapping away. Until you've all heard the tape of Ted Cruz being told, get out. What do you mean, get out? What do you mean, get out? I'm U.S. Senator Ted Cruz. You know, I represent this state that you're standing in right now, ma'am. You're telling me that I'm not allowed to be here. I'm a member of the United States Senate. No, sir, I really don't care who your bearded ugly butt is, but you got to get out. Bith, Bath, Bath, Cruz, you got to go. Get out. So they get away with this. And yet people still, but you wait until 2022 when we take the House back. We're going to change this. It'll be too late. May will be too late. A migrant girl drowns in the Rio Grande and corporate media shrug. Get used to it, John Daniel. You are the resistance, the Crusade Channel, the New Christendom effort. We are the resistance. We're all that's left, ladies and gentlemen. It's not an accident that our numbers are so small and continue to be suppressed and continue to say, that's all you got? Yeah, dude, that's all we have. We're it. This is it. There are no reinforcements coming. Apparently. What's that, Maggie? She says in the end we get reinforcements. We can't wait to the end. We need reinforcements now. On the evening of March the 20th in Eagle Pass, Texas, a small town on the U.S.-Mexico border about 150 miles west of San Antonio, U.S. Border Patrol agents on Riverine Patrol were flagged down by people on the Mexican side of the river. They alerted the agents to a woman and her two small children, a boy and a girl, lying unconscious on a sandbar near the south side of the riverbank. The agents, with the help of Eagle Pass Fire Department EMTs, were able to resuscitate the woman and the boy, a toddler who was hypothermic and semi-conscious by the time Border Patrol got him to safely to shore. But the other child, a 9-year-old girl, was dead. Let me repeat that. A 9-year-old child was dead. We tried everything to bring her back. We tried for 20 or 30 minutes, said Eagle Pass Fire Chief Manuel Mello, when I reached him by phone on Monday. This is John Daniel Davidson writing this at The Federalist. By the by, welcoming all of you that are watching Crusade Channel TV presentation today. If you're not getting and upgrading to Crusade Channel TV, then you're not getting the whole Mike Church Show as we present it every day. And we want you to get that. So go to CrusadeChannel.com and log into your account and then upgrade to Basic Plus TV or Founding Brother Plus TV, or just go all in and become a Crusader-level member or a Founding Father, and you get the TV included with. But Crusade Channel TV is live all 4 hours every day of the week, Monday through Friday, right here at CrusadeChannel.com, our own private in-house video broadcast service. They pronounced the girl dead right there on the riverbank. The boy was taken to a hospital in San Antonio, and as far as Chief Mello knows, his mother went with him. Mello said there was no sign of other immigrants or migrants in the area. or a group that might they have been with. It was just those three. It is unclear how the woman, a Guatemalan national, and her children, both Mexican, came to be unconscious on that sandbar. It's also unclear who flagged down Border Patrol from Piedras Negras, the Mexican town that faces Eagle Pass. This didn't happen in a remote area of the border, but close to two international bridges and ports of entry downtown. So it could have been anyone, possibly even cartel-associated smugglers, who have been ferrying migrants across the river at a feverish pace these past 2 months. The story of the little girl's death was widely, although cursorily, reported after U.S. Customs, USCBP, basically, issued a statement on 25 March, but it didn't garner the kind of media attention, nor gin up the kind of outrage that similarly tragic migrant deaths got during the Trump administration. When a Salvadoran migrant, Oscar Alberto Ramirez, Martinez Ramirez, and his nearly two-year-old daughter, Valeria, were found dead on the north bank of the Rio Grande in June of 2019. Democrats and many in the media rent their garments. In other words, they peed their pants. In June 2019, and blamed Trump. A heartbreaking picture. And you remember the picture? People were even going, I remember Richard Barrett saying, I ain't buying it. I looked at the picture and I went, I ain't buying it. Remember, it was staged. The father was laying face down in the reeds and the muck. And the little toddler, the two-year-old, just happened to drown right nearby and had his arm around dad's neck, right? People going, Trump killed him, and a little boy was clinging to Pappy's neck while he died and breathed his last breath. Trump killed him. Remember, this wasn't guilt by association. Vox, the website, V-O-X, pronounced Trump kills. Not he was in the same area. He killed him.